Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to Teaching Tips episode 299 and part 6 of How to Speak to All Generations. I am here at the airport, ready to go back home, board the plane, back to Blighty, and reflect some more on the lessons that I've learned at the conference. But also, I wanted to make this quick recording, and I apologize for any background noise, about an incident that happened at the church service this morning that was very affirming. So I was very blessed to go and worship with our sister congregation in Oklahoma this morning. And when I got there quite early, there was a young lady there who was ready to operate some of the cameras. I'm guessing, I don't know exact age, I didn't ask a young lady her age, but I'd say about 14 or so, Leslie. And we just got into a conversation. Why am I here? I came to this conference. It was about Gen Z. Oh, it's about your generation, of course. What did you learn? Well, I shared some of the things I'd been learning and things that had struck me. At the end, we entered on a, 15-minute conversation about generational differences. And it was tremendous. I was really deeply encouraged that she was willing to talk to me, a 62-year-old man, about some of her thoughts about her generation, and she was curious about my generation. I mean, I don't know that it should matter that much, but it seemed to matter to her. She was interested to know about my experiences, or the sorts of things that caused me anxiety when I was perhaps her age, the sorts of things that we had to deal with. We talked quite a lot about identity, and was there a real seeking after identity? Was there a sense of identity crisis in my generation, and how does that match with her experiences? It was a really interesting conversation, and she affirmed her need for her generation to learn from the older generations, mine included. And it was such a mature conversation. I'm not sure I would have had such a mature conversation at her age. She was articulate. She was God-focused. She was wanting to learn. She was wanting to understand as much, at least as I was hoping to understand better her situation and how we can connect generations. And so I think perhaps God gave me that at the end of that conference, because I do feel rather insecure about trying to connect with younger generations. I feel it's a bit of a different language and, of course, in a different culture, as we've talked about in some of the other recordings. And yet there I was in a foreign land talking to a young lady I may never meet again, but who was willing to talk about these things. So I go back home with a greater sense of confidence that we can engage in these issues, and prayerfully and hopefully we can find a way forward. And until the next time, keep calm and carry on teaching. God bless.